الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your instructor, your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Today's class is going to be brief, but it has a lot of meaning to it in its content. And this one's about obedience to Allah's command. In summary, is the Muslim must obey the commands of Allah unless it is an act of disobedience. So let me explain this. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, as narrated by Ibn Umar, son of Umar, said, the Messenger of Allah said, the Muslim must hear and obey whether he likes it or not, unless it is commanded for him to commit an act of disobedience. If he is commanded to commit an act of disobedience, then he is not required to hear and obey. Atila wa til Rasul. So let me read that again. It is narrated that Ibn Umar said, the Messenger of Allah said, the Muslim must hear and obey whether he likes it or not, unless he is commanded to commit an act of disobedience. If he is commanded to commit an act of disobedience, then he is not required to hear and obey. So let me get into that a little bit. A quick lesson here is that we are to obey all lawful orders given by Allah. A further explanation is this hadith explains that Muslims must always obey the commands of Allah, no matter what. This means that if a Muslim is asked to do something by Allah, they should do it without hesitation or question. However, if a Muslim is asked to do something that goes against the teachings of Allah or the teachings of Islam, then they are not required to follow this command and should instead disobey it. This hadith emphasizes the importance of following the commands of Allah and encourages Muslims to be obedient in all matters related to their faith. It also serves as a reminder that disobeying any command from Allah is not acceptable and will have consequences in this life and the hereafter. So the bottom line, my beautiful students, those who are new and those who are old, students have been around a little bit, is that if Allah tells us to do something, to go right, we go right. We don't go in the opposite direction. It says go up, we go up. This is what we're supposed to do, obey Allah. And if someone telling us to do something that's in disobedience to Allah or goes against the laws of Allah and the instructions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, then we're not to obey that at all. Absolutely not. That's for a person who is a believer in Allah. They obey Allah. They don't disobey Allah or follow and obey this individual. Man, woman, it doesn't matter. King, queen, whatever. And they're going to say something over what Allah says to do, then you disobey them. But Allah says to do it, then you do it. So my beautiful students, please, it's so important that we understand that obedience to Allah's commands or being obedience to Allah's commands. Read the Quran for yourself. I ask you all, the only text that you need for this class is a copy of Quran. So just read it for yourself and get an understanding or what you're supposed to do as a Muslim, and also an understanding what Muslims are supposed to do. Now, if a Muslim does something opposite, then they're disobeying Allah. And that's it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's it. He or she is wrong. But we are to obey Allah when he tells us to do something, obey the laws of Allah, and follow the instructions of Allah that are listed in the Quran for all of mankind. And not just for one place, one society, one time in our lives. No, it's for all times what Allah says in the Quran. And for the people 1400 years plus, they are to obey what Allah says. Follow Allah's instructions. These are the best instructions to follow, where you cannot go wrong in this life and in the next life. So my beautiful students, you have been listening to Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.